I'm so glad that you're with us tonight. It's going to be a history-making night. I promise you, it will. God is going to rewrite destiny, if you will. Of course, on his books, it's probably not any rewriting. It's just rewriting on our books. We have a situation in this country, as all of you know, wherein we have many people, many wealthy people, many very spiritual people, not that they're Christ-centered or born of the Spirit of Christ, but they are of the spirit of the evil one. And they have decided that America is needing to get her act together and get on the right track to the New World Order. And this year, as it's turning out, is supposed to be the year that all of this is to come into culmination. Well, gosh, I don't know what to say to these people, because that's just not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because God has a praying church. And we've been praying for his deliverance from evil. And we've been doing that for decades. There are many things I could say tonight, but I'm going to try to keep it kind of encapsulated in a much shorter message. But I do want you to try to understand the seriousness of the hour. It's amazing to me, it's very difficult, honestly, for me to understand how people who are intercessors can look at this nation and not see, have a sense of the danger that we're in. I know I keep saying everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. But you tell a little toddler when you're sitting at the doctor's office and that toddler remembers that the last time they were there, they got a poke, and that was painful and hurtful and scary. So you can sit and tell that toddler, as you hand that toddler a sucker, everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine. But when you talk to adults, you expect that when you say everything is going to be fine, that they have enough common sense, or at least spiritual sense, maybe is a better word, to know that things are going to be great if America is lining up with God's word and we are willing to pray, walk where we need to walk, and pray the way we need to pray so that God can work and make everything all right for us. But if we don't align ourselves with his recipe, things are not going to be all right. They just aren't. So I'm so thankful for every single person that shows up every Thursday and Friday night, every person that comes to the gatherings, because here we are now in the crisis year. This is it. As far as the elite are concerned, it's going to happen. They're going to have their way. And they think that if they say it to each other enough times, that it will happen just because they say it. But what they don't understand is when there are people who have sought God and are worthy of hearing his word and are willing to do whatever he says, nothing that they can say, nothing that they can do is going to stop God from bringing his ultimate will to pass. So let me read a piece of scripture to you, and then we'll go on into that subject matter just a little bit more. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. The Lord says to Jeremiah, "See, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Jeremiah, what do you see?' And I said, 'I see a branch or shoot of an almond tree, the emblem of alertness and activity, blossoming in late winter.'" And then let's go on down to 12. "Then said the Lord to me, 'You have seen well, for I am alert and acting over my word to perform it.'" And that's where we are with the Lord tonight, after 23 years of interceding for this nation. He's saying to us, he's given us some promises, and he's looking over his word to perform it. Now, we have a numbers game going on with these New World Order people. One of the numbers that they're playing with right now is multiples of two. They have had a plan, I guess, for a considerable length of time to take over the United States government on 2/22/22. I can remember this day clearly, because on that day, the Lord told me that it was a prophetic day. I knew nothing about the plan for that day by the elite. But the Lord told me that it was a day of destiny. It was a prophetic day. And I'm brought to the remembrance that when you have twos, solid twos, across the line like this, they speak of eternal purpose. So where we have 2/22/22, we have God's eternal purpose. It can be more than assumed. It can be, a person can pick it up and take it to the bank, you might say, because that is a day of destiny for the Lord. 2/22, that's February 22nd, 2022, a day of destiny. They were planning on taking over the United States government. But, you know, we've been praying for quite a long time over the vision that I had of the Empire State Building being superimposed over the capital of the United States. And that building has a 100th floor. And one of the experiences that I had regarding that building was that I and my team were in the elevator. We were going up the elevator to the hundredth floor. When we arrived, we saw a conference table, quite large, quite long. And it was set up for a very, very important meeting. The Lord spoke to me and told me that this conference table was set up for the elite of various agencies in America to meet and to determine America's future. And he told me, he said, I've brought you here to tell you and to show you what you need to overcome. I will give you this floor if you will take it. This floor belongs to the church, not to these men that want to destroy this country. It's a governmental floor. I want to give it to you if you'll take it and by it rule over the plans and purposes of the elite. Now, he said this in so many words. This was many, many years ago, and I wasn't planning on sharing this tonight, so I can't tell you word for word what was said, but this was the gist of it. He was very serious that the reality that we were called as a ministry to walk in governmental authority has laid upon me for years and years. That's why we have people who pray, who lead in prayer, speak of the governmental authority that's been given to this ministry. This is what they're talking about. We were given a governmental authority to stop the illicit takeover of America. What we saw with Biden is a facsimile of what they want to do. Biden thinks he's our president. He's deluded. The elite thinks that they can make you believe that he's the president. They're deluded. The only ones that are seeing clearly are the Americans that are saying he's not our president. He didn't win the election. And nothing that he did from the time he stated that he won the election till this present day seems to signify that he is the president. The next thing he didn't do that he needed to do was that he was not inaugurated properly. There is a stipulation as to how our president is to be inaugurated. That did not happen. They deliberately, intentionally, did their own inauguration their own way. So he wasn't voted in. President Trump was voted back in. And he wasn't inaugurated properly, so therefore he's not inaugurated. So the elite, knowing that the year 22 would pass through this particular administration, determined that they were going to put someone of their own ilk into the presidency so that they could have what they wanted to have, so that America would end up in their hands this year. But my dear friends, family really, that's not going to happen. They are deluded. And I don't mind how many times I have to say those words. Truth is truth. A lie cannot make itself truth just because someone doesn't think they have to believe the real truth. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie, and it's a lie. We can't listen to it and say, well, if we say it enough times, it'll become a truth. No. I don't care how many times you say it. In the end, though it be 1,000 times, it's still a lie. So he is not the president. In God's eyes, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me the day after the election and told me that no more than anyone else who's ever tried doing this stunt has been able to prevail for any length of time if there is a praying people. Is it going to work this time? Most especially not in America. All the judgments that would have made a way for that, a place for that, have been forgiven because you and I have come together and we have repented on behalf of America so many times over every issue he lays before us. And for that reason, we are under his covering. And he's going to deal with this situation. I promise you, you will see it, and he'll make it up to us. In fact, things are going to end up being better because of what these people did than it would have been to begin with. That's why he allowed it. Further, it is...
It's not Sting, is it, Nita?
Yes. It's a sting. And that's what this is. It's a God-type sting. It's been laid upon the liberals, the communists. And they're going to get caught up in it. And God's going to have his way. So, praise the Lord. So we have 2-2-2-2-2. Now, if you, I hate to go through all this. I just hate it. But please bear with me. If we do 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, we have 12. And that speaks of government. So what we have this year on this date is not only God's eternal purpose, but his eternal government overseeing this eternal purpose. Now, of course, that's not the way the elite look at it, but we really don't care about that because they're deluded. God has decreed that the government is going to rest in his hands so that he can do what he needs to do. And what I just read to you out of the book of Jeremiah speaks what happens when God rules over a government. He reserves the right to pluck up, to pull down, to plant, and so on and so forth, what he wants to pluck up, pull down, and plant. And in giving that authority to the church, or to a ministry in the church, or a person in the church, he's given you the authority and the power to bring about his eternal purpose in that situation. And that's what God has given us. Now, years ago, the Lord revealed a spirit to me. His name was Draco. If you know anything about the stars, you know that there's also a constellation by that name. Draco is a huge, very, very powerful spirit. And the Freemasons called for whatever they did with their rituals and planted Draco's authority in America to develop America and bring America to the New World Order government. So he reigned in our skies for hundreds of years, many, many, many years. And all that he was doing to prepare us from way back then in the 1700s to this present hour, so to speak, to prepare us to be part of the New World Order. And they were expecting that on February 22nd, 2022, he was going to deliver America over to them and bring us in under the New World Order. And I bet they were so excited when they realized that they were finally at the year that all this was supposed to happen. The only problem is, the next time I saw Draco, he was laying on the ground. Jesus had these ugly-looking gloves on with claws at the end of them, talons at the end of the fingers of the gloves. And he was absolutely tearing that spirit to shreds. It was laying on the ground. If it wasn't dead, it was almost dead. It was close to being dead at the very least. He walked over and started shredding it like it had gone through a paper shredder. As he shredded it, it revealed pyramids within itself. And he destroyed those too. So here is their fantastic Goliath that is supposed to bring America over into the New World Order for the Illuminati to fulfill their own plans and purposes. And before it can ever come about, the Lord is one step ahead of them. He pulls that thing out of the sky. Because, you know, he is the power and authority over all things. He pulls that thing out of the sky, flips it onto the ground. The thing is laying there, you know, barely breathing, if it's breathing at all. And he starts ripping it to shreds. Believe me, Draco is dead. And he has no authority and no power. Now, when they got rid of Draco, when Jesus got rid of Draco, there was another spirit that was already trained and set to take over Draco's place. Should anything of that nature ever happening, forbid, God forbid, they would think, their God, little g. And he was a wild boar. Much smaller in size than Draco, but full of power, full of authority, very powerful in the kingdom of darkness. Now, that spirit can no more take this nation away from us than Draco did. I don't even know where he is today. He and I have had a few battles. He hates me because the Lord has given me something for America. Those who follow what we're doing believe that God really loves America and really wants to save America. And when we come together, he puts his seal, you might say, his mantle on top of what we do, and things that we could never do, not us. I know that the Bible says he's given us all authority and all power, but those high-ranking evil spirits, he doesn't allow people to touch. That's something he has to do. If he didn't, well, let's just not even go into that. So I have had some wrestling matches with this wild boar. But when it comes to destroying him the way he did Draco, he's the one that has to do it. And then in his own good time, he tells me what he's done. Where we stand at present is America was not turned over to the New World Order, nor will it be. And it won't be because we have governmental authority and we're going to do some serious work through that mantle tonight and again tomorrow night. Some serious work. America belongs first and foremost to Jesus, Yeshua. Secondly, it belongs to the Father. And Satan is not going to, I know, you're saying, yeah, but the world was given over to Satan by Adam. Well, there is a certain truth there. I agree with that. But when God says, you cannot touch this, you can't touch it. It's just that simple. And he will raise up people that will work with him until they've taken all authority and power that Satan may use or try to use to bring about his diabolical plans to bring an end to any hope. And I love this about the Lord. I absolutely love this. And I'm sure that when I say what I'm going to say, you're going to say, oh, yes, I've experienced that too from time to time. I love this about him. He just waits until, you know, and he's watching from east to west, north to south, waiting because he knows all things. He knows from eternity to eternity. He knows all things. He knows exactly what Satan is going to do and when. So he just sits and waits and watches. And little by little, these, let's say, New World Order gang will find themselves on this beautiful red carpet. And they will foolishly, being deluded as they are, they will foolishly believe that that red carpet really is for them and that they have won their victory. And when they least expect it, he just stands up, bends down, picks up the carpet because he's stronger than everybody, picks up the carpet and shakes it, and they go flying along with all their plans and purposes. And that's where we are today. Those poor, deluded souls think that they've got America, but they're going to find out in just a short matter of time that they were deluded. They were delusional and they were deluded because they're going to go flying off the carpet. And the first person that's going to leave that carpet in flight will be their boss, Satan. And you know, when you find yourself losing like that all the time, every time you turn around and you find yourself flying in the air again, I think when he's in flight, he's going, curses, curses, I can't believe this has happened again. And then, you know, he'll hit his head on the ground. So in one respect, I don't want you to worry. And tonight, when we're praying, I want you to pray in faith because we still have prayer work we have to do. Once we close this door, once we close the door, we're still going to have prayer work to do, but that prayer work is going to be over the outpouring of revival that will accompany the outpouring of reformation we've been working under for over 20 years. And one by one, many nations in the earth are going to find themselves absolutely enmeshed in the glory of God. So we'll need to pray to keep that moving and for the fruit to come forth. And I promise you, the Lord sent the angel of the Lord to me when I was living in NOLA. And that angel told me those who stay with your ministry during this time of critical warfare are going to receive unbelievable blessings when the glory comes for the price that they were willing to pay to be faithful, to bring an end to the wickedness, and to make a way for the glory of God. Now, doesn't that sound fun to you? Doesn't that sound like, boy, that would be great if it would ever happen? Well, we're so close to it happening, it's downright funny. But we do have some things that we still have to accomplish. I want you to know that when the Lord said Biden would not get the presidency, he meant it. He acts like a president when people are looking, when they're not. That poor man just wanders around wondering who he is and where he is. But the presidency does not belong to the liberals. They know it, and we know it. He's not going to be inaugurated, and he wasn't. He played out a part, but he was never inaugurated. And if anyone tells you that you are delusional, if you believe that, you just smile and you walk away. Because everything is going to come out. I promise you, everything will come out. And we'll all see what God had in mind. So just be full of faith, be full of joy. We're going to see it. We're going to see it soon. By 2024, this nation is going to be so liberated. We've never known liberty like we're going to know in the year 2024. So between now and then, we're going to have some rough spots and we're going to have some glory spots. So just keep your heart and your faith strong. Amen.